This is a voice note from Tim Bradisett, the DA spokesperson on SCOPA in the KZN legislature. On the 15th of October 2025, SCOPA invited the Special Investigating Unit and the Public Service Commission to SCOPA to present reports on their findings in the past year. The reports were, to say the least, alarming. SIU reported that they had recovered 40 million rand in cash and set aside contracts worth 499 million. That prevented potential losses of 886 million. And most notable in this was the Department of Education and the Department of Health. The SIU complained, however, that very little consequence management was evident to them by the departments. The Public Service Commission also reported to SCOPA, and whilst advising that many of their staff had reported in terms of due diligence and disclosure requirements, there were quite a few staff members in the civil service with companies registered in their name, and in particular one particular individual whose company earned 2.8 million rand in the last year. To make matters worse, there were 74 disciplinary cases picked up by the Public Service Commission involving approximately 550 million rand, and it is not apparent that there's been any consequence management in regard to this. SCOPA, through my office, has requested the PEC provide full lists of all these investigations that are ongoing on these disciplinary matters, and we as SCOPA will be following up on these in the coming weeks. Thank you.